This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Trivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Doctors Hospital, Dunkin' Donuts, the Finn Castle Media Group, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
And gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Trivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call on the show today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. If you're in the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us today on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. I was reading today the Nassau Guardian's article, reflecting comments by the Minister of National Security, the Honorable Wayne Monroe, with regard to the aircraft that is in the budget of the Bahamas, submitted to the Parliament of the Bahamas as an acquisition. $2.5 million acquisition. That's what the budget document says. Then we are told, no, this is a seized vehicle that is going to be retrofitted for flying senior government officials and the like throughout the Family Islands. Now we're being told, no, it's going to be mostly for the use of the police. And if the government, other government entities have need of it, they can go through the police and get it. It's a confiscated airplane. The Minister of National Security says these words, according to the Nassau Guardian's article today, written by Tanika Thompson. He was asked about it. He said, this was an aircraft, if you recall. I think it was one of the Southern Islands, Phuket Island, or one of them, where it was interdicted, smuggling cocaine, and was confiscated on that footing. And under the confiscated assets fund, it can then be taxed back to the agency that confiscated it. He then says, when we got permission for it to come back to the police, it's been over 9 to 12 months of jumping through the hoops of getting this, but the next about refurbishing it, he says, it's been over 9 to 12 months, .. of the jumping through the hoops of getting this, that and the next about refurbishing it. And so now it's going to be refurbished to be reused by the police. The article says, Monroe said, even though the $2.5 million has been allocated, it is, in quote, not likely that the full sum will be used for the plane's refurbishment. Monroe initially said the funding allocation for the plane is included in the Ministry of National Security's capital expenditure budget, says this article. However, the Nassau Guardian could only find mention of the plane under the Ministry of Finance's capital expenditure head, which describes it as, in quote, acquisition of aircraft. The Nassau Guardian asked Monroe why the funding was labeled as acquisition, since the seized plane is simply being refitted. He chalked it up, says the article, to jargon used by the Ministry of Finance in preparation of the budget documents. Jargon used by the Ministry of Finance in preparation for the budget document. That's how they describe it, Monroe said. You can't buy no plane for $2.5 million. This is Monroe speaking now. You can't buy no plane for $2.5 million. Well, that is untrue, because I saw, told you, like, online and saw aircrafts purchasable for less than that even. He said, you can't buy no new turboprop plane for $2.5 million. Okay, so is this plane a new turboprop plane? This plane that was interdicted in use for cocaine smuggling is new. It's a new plane. Because once you move a thing off of its airway or purchase lot, it's used. Says, and the fact of the matter is, that's how they describe it. Mr. Monroe said the plane, in quote, is a police aircraft that will be painted in the RFPF's colors. He said other government agencies may use the plane if they request to do so, and it is not on a police mission. This is now more in keeping, I'm telling you all, with the confiscated asset fund. He added, it's just a very simple point. This is the Minister of National Security saying this is just a very simple point. You have an aircraft. You pay for insurance. The insurance bill is the same whether you fly it or on one flight or 100 flights. The only thing that changes is the fuel and the maintenance runs. He said that the Road Traffic Department, as well as the Ministries of Environment and Transport, have used police planes before to travel to different parts of the country. Okay. He said, Monroe said he did not mention the plane and its refurbishment during his budget contribution because, in quote, nothing was paradigm changing, status quo changing about the police getting an aircraft that had been confiscated. So the condition for mentioning anything in the budget is, in respect of your expenditure is, it's not paradigm status quo changing. That's the new condition for mentioning anything. Wow, that's incredible. That is astounding to me. 80% of the budget of the Bahamas is status quo, non-paradigm changing. In fact, more than that, all the expenditures to the agencies of the government, the state-owned enterprises, all the salaries, etc., they're all non-paradigm changing, non-status quo changing. All kinds of things mentioned by the Prime Minister and the Minister of Finance in his budget speech are non-paradigm changing. That the global economy is growing, what's non-paradigm changing or status quo about that? That the economy of the Bahamas grew by X percent, what's status quo or non-paradigm changing about that? The Prime Minister, as he is required to do as Minister of Finance and trying to inform the country, he says to us, what the revenue is doing, what the revenue did. Nothing of that was paradigm changing or status quo changing. the response, the purpose of the budget and its debate is to let the public know how its finances are doing, what the government will do with its finances, whether it is status quo changing or not. Otherwise, one ought simply to come to the budget exercise and say, by the way, we're going to mention these three things because they're status quo changing, paradigm changing, and that, and you don't need to know the rest because the rest is all status quo. That is unacceptable. It is unacceptable for a minister to say that to the public of the Bahamas. That is not true. It is not true that the only thing you mention to the public are things that are non-status quo or paradigm shifting or changing. In fact, the matter is, if the public has an interest in something, if something is in the public interest, why wouldn't you mention it? You could say you didn't mention it because you didn't think it was important. And in fact, that's essentially what he's saying. I didn't think that was important for you to know. This happens all the time. Really? Really? The government of the Bahamas confiscates airplanes all the time? Has the government, the Ministry of Finance, say that the plane is going to be acquired? Acquired? Well, first, the government of the Bahamas confiscates a plane all the time. No one mentions it in a budget debate, even though an allocation of $2.5 million was made for the acquisition of an aircraft. The opposition points this out and then gets an explanation from the Minister of State and the Office of the Prime Minister that the acquisition is for the plane so that it would fly senior government officials throughout the Family Islands. He never corrects the information to say it's not an acquisition. He just gives that explanation. And then when the public starts to raise keen about it, it now gets into the public sphere that the plane is really has already, it was a confiscated aircraft that is going to be retrofitted for the use of the government, not the police, but the government. The Office of the Prime Minister issues a statement, not the Ministry of National Security, not the Ministry of Finance, the Office of the country's chief executive officer issues a statement and says, this aircraft is going to be used, it was confiscated, is going to be retrofitted and used for these purposes. Didn't say the police primarily. And then the Minister of National Security comes behind, not as a further statement of facts, in an interview where somebody asked him questions about the matter. And that happens all the time. And then as you treat it as so matter of fact that, you know, this ain't no big deal. I'm sorry, sir. It is a big deal. Not the retrofitting of a confiscated aircraft. It's the way you are handling the public regarding information, and your statement is not helping to resolve the fact that you keep treating the public as if it's not seeing what it's seeing, hearing what it's hearing, or experiencing what it's experiencing by way of some of your underlings. It's not a simple matter. And unfortunately, the Minister of National Security will do this from time to time. He will take a matter which the public has become quite enamored with, concerned about sometimes, and he will say, well, this is a simple matter. Okay. Since you say so, people are concerned for no reason. They are asking questions for no reason. And if you don't see why they think it's a problem, okay. Okay, sorry, you cannot move from point to point to point to point, changing up the details on the public as you go along, not adding new facts to build a narrative. It is adding different facts to create a new narrative, from acquisition to retrofitting of an aircraft for the use of senior government officials, to now a police, because this is how the confiscated asset fund works. I told you all the other day, you confiscate an asset, it typically gets dedicated to the use of crime fighting because it's confiscated under the proceeds of crime. And this would have been the clearest and most uncontroversial explanation for the use. Period, had it come out that way. If on day one, even if you don't mention it in your budget debate, on day one, when the opposition says, what is the $2.5 million for? Oh, that is to retrofit a aircraft that it was confiscated by the police during a drug bust in whichever island. We don't believe that it will be $2.5 million, but in the abundance of caution, we provided sufficient resources to be able to retrofit this so that the police could use this aircraft for the fighting of crime. By the way, as has been done in times past, a police aircraft can be available for the use of senior government officials, and we expect that the same would be the case. There would be no story here today had happened. No story. And for the benefit of the Minister of National Security, let me tell you what happens. Yeah, I listened to the Minister of National Security give a policy lecture at the University of the Bahamas under the Government of Public Policy lecture. And I told you all, I thought brilliant, brilliant, excellent presentation. Very, very comprehensive, very integrated, very good presentation. So I don't doubt the minister is capable, right? I just simply don't want the minister to take lightly what has happened in respect to this plane. Not from a public policy point of view, not from a governance point of view, not from a treatment of the public point of view. Okay? Had that narrative been given, I just talked about, there'd be no story here. There'd be, for what? Who would raise keen about that? This is an evolved story. Trying to find one that settles the public. But that's after the fact. And you know what is difficult to accept? That it comes after a statement is released by the office of the prime minister. Surely the office of the prime minister could have given all those details. Right? It's not simple matter. And you're not mentioning it, I think, was just an oversight, quite frankly, in your budget presentation, right? A budget presentation is about, this is what I expect, what my ministry expects to receive in revenue if there's any revenue thing happening. If you want to mention that, you don't have to. These are the things we're going to spend in on the recurrent side, on the capital side. You could even mention what you... Are you getting new police recruits? You know, the government of the Bahamas takes on new police every single year. It has mentioned that, and that in paradigm shifting or status quo changing. Hey, what is paradigm shifting or status quo changing about taking on new police officers, buying new police vehicles, purchasing new vests for the police? None of that is paradigm shifting. That is expected and required in the course of operating. Budget is about the operations of the government of the Bahamas and the financial underpinnings of those operations. You can't mention everything, but you could mention things. And what is offensive? Let me back up. What is challenging about the minister's Now, explanation is, when the question was put and the Minister of State in the Prime Minister's office was speaking, the minister was right. He was right there, and nothing prevented the minister from standing up and saying, oh, by the way, let me add to what the Minister of State is saying. And again, ending this story. Why wouldn't he? Why didn't he? I'm telling you all, listen, I promise you, get mad with me if you wish. Do whatever you wish. This public of the Bahamas will benefit to the extent I am able from the knowledge and experience I have, so that if I can help it, no FNM, no CLT, no DNA, no COI administration will be easily able to simply shoot out stuff. And they don't say, don't go that way. Oh, yeah, it goes that way. Yeah. Thank you for that. That is why I'm on the show. When I was asked to do this show, I was told to bring my insights, bring my experience and stuff to bear on the show. That's what I'm doing. And I'm sorry, you do not get to simply say, it's as simple as that. It's not. In this instance, the government has changed its information several times. What is the public to make of that? That we didn't, someone didn't know the story? This was in a coordinated, cohesive determination as to what was to be done with this aircraft. Peter wasn't talking to Paul. The right hand and left hand weren't communicating, and maybe still are not. What is the public to believe? Because a coordinated, cohesive, and collaborative government works best for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And that's what we want. What we don't want, when you make a faux pas, you try to make us think it's on us, because we simply don't understand. We can't see the simplicity of it, please. For real? He said in the Ministry of Finance, what the Prime Minister termed as the belly of the beast when he appointed me. Ministry of Finance. In that complex enterprise. And I'm going to sit here and think, well, that's a simple matter. No, I mean, confiscating an asset, using the asset for police purposes, that's simple enough. But the way we got here, and unsimple by that, not at all. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavara Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
You all know that our country's electricity infrastructure is decades old. It is breaking down, it is too expensive, and it can't transmit clean energy. Small changes aren't enough. We are taking it all on. Upgrading and modernizing the grid. Solar power, major energy reform. That's how we get to lower prices and more reliable electricity. It will not happen overnight, but it will be game-changing.
Go to newenergyera.gov.bs to learn more.
Attention all Dunkin' lovers.
Are you ready to fly away this summer? Dunkin' has an irresistible offer just for you. During the month of June, every purchase of a dozen donuts at Dunkin' enters you for a chance to win big in the Father's Day flyaway. Two lucky winners will jet off on Bahamas Air with round-trip tickets to any Bahamas Air destination. Dads flying on Bahamas Air on Father's Day receive a special Dunkin' treat. Visit Dunkin' today and enter to win in the Father's Day flyaway. The Bahamas flies on Dunkin'.
Beulah Gal, can you
you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see. You call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing service, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could be on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to call us, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, they might as well buy this one. It's done, have seats. Believe people are still foolish and swallow any nonsense. Oh, there's somebody showing me an aircraft of 2000 B Craft King Air 350, price $2.99 million, and says they might as well buy this one. This done have seats. I believe people are still foolish and swallow any nonsense, says that texter. This text says, as did when the Minister of National Security and Minister of Foreign Affairs open their mouths, no matter what the public thinks, they say it's a simple matter and trivialize whatever the subject matter is. Their intention is to make persons seem dumb, stupid, and uninformed. We appreciate your sharing your inside experience with us. See, do not be deterred. Well, you know, the thing about it is you can't stop people from thinking what they think about you or speaking to you as they wish or saying to you what they want. You can't do that, you know, because we don't control any one person or any person. The fact of the matter is, though, communication is two-way. There's the provider, the sender, and there's the receiver. And the receiver does have a role to play in how the thing gets sent. It's Texas. In fact, Minister Leon Lundy didn't know which ministry would have oversight for the plane. Well, he never said, and the Prime Minister's office never said. So we are only now learning. I suppose from the minister's point of view, this is status quo changing or paradigm shifting for us to learn anew. The simple matter that plane will be in the possession of the police. And that just makes that just makes perfect sense for a confiscated set like this plane. So again, I fully accept that this is and this can be the best way, but we only arrived here. We arrived here by crawling and clawing and screaming and pulling and yelling. That's how we got here. We didn't get here first. What a story it would have been. We confiscated an aircraft. And we are going to use that aircraft for the police to fight crime. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to have to be retrofitted. So we've allocated some money for that purpose. Fantastic. No story there. You'd be like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. My government had worked for me. Oh, boy. Someone sent me a text, say, Lord Alfred, great fed up. You know, the blaming people, that's brave. That's the ghost, says that person. Listen, I don't want y'all to get me mixed up, right? I'm not, do your politics as you wish it, right? I'm making observations about what's happening in the current, in the news, on this talk show, as we did all the while in the last election, the last governance, this time around. Think what you want to think. It's all good. It's a great show as usual. I'm so confused on so many different levels about this plane. The government have 6 different stories about this plane. Mr. Lang, I don't know about anyone else, but if I go home and tell my gal 6 different stories, today there will be a problem at this point. We don't know if it's a plane or a boat or a helicopter. Why I tell you, about to lose the election because they can't tell one straight story about one plane. Shake my head. This Texas Mr. Lang, is my child, if my child come to me with 6 different stories, that's beating teeth for lying because 6 stories can't be true. This Texas, good afternoon. Sorry, but in my opinion and daily move about this story about this airplane is not a big deal and it is only being used to rally FNM supporters. It is too sad that we just had a budget loaded with info that could better our lives and all we are hearing is foolishness about aircraft. It goes to show that the only concern here is to get their friends and back in the cookie jar. The government of the has to do a better job getting their message out because there are plenty of us young people of my age who need to hear positive messages. Well, if that's your reading of life, okay, you carry on smartly. You carry on smartly, my friend, if that's your message and your reading. And all the rest of the public the public of the Bahamas, some of them talked about a number of things in the budget. CMOS gone down, drones exemption, the government's plans for BPL, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you concluded. The only thing they're talking about is an aircraft. Well, I have to tell you, the way you spin your story, though, are you not telling a story yourself? Right? You can't be like that, man. People have a right, just like you. See, for instance, right? I tell you all this all the time. Those of you who are seeking to defend your case, do a very odd job at it. Right? Because rather than say, well, the government did this and the government did that in the budget and the government did this in the budget, you waste time trying to criticize people who are concerned about a thing that they're concerned about. Read your own note. And you did not one time did you mention one thing positive in the budget. So how did you help the cause that you are telling people You're saying the government needs to do a better job getting this message out. Here I am on the talk show reading your message, and you don't say one word about the things you say were bloated, things you say were loaded in the budget positively. See? You ain't no better than Paul, Peter. So go heal yourself and then come and heal other people. Say dryer sheets, Novat, etc. Yeah. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, pay our respects to our sponsors. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabbat Relang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Looking for a breakfast that will wake up your taste buds and kickstart your day? Well, Burger King NASA has got you covered with the new Angry Crust Sandwich. Made with fluffy eggs, melted cheese, jalapenos, a spicy sauce, and your choice of ham, sausage, or bacon on a warm croissant. Make it a combo and add our signature hash browns and your choice of coffee, tea, or orange juice for a great way to start your day. Spice up your breakfast with the new Angry Crust Sandwich combo only at Burger King NASA.
I ain't marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, money claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Are you seeking exceptional health care beyond the traditional hospital setting? Introducing Doctors Hospital Clinics, your trusted destination for comprehensive care. Our full-service locations provide affordable services through our Loyalty Advantage membership program and NHI. Experience seamless care with our integrated health system, where your medical history travels with you, ensuring continuity of care. Book an appointment today at clinics.doctorshosp to make primary care easy.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. When we come back after the news break, we're going to talk some economics, because we did get recently some trade statistics that I got some calls about. And we got some labor statistics that seem to have its way under the radar a bit. And so we're gonna share about that when we come back. Y'all remember last week I was saying to government officials, in particular elected officials, and in particular the younger ones, the newer ones, I was talking about how you ought to be careful to the way you come across, the way you're presenting yourself. Talked about some of those younger ministers who I thought were comporting themselves well. I mean, I mentioned Pierre Glover role mostly, but you know, I said there were others, and, you know, and I didn't mention anybody who I thought was presenting a challenge in that way. But V. Alfred Gray, someone sent me a voice note from him, where in his own very, you know, communicative way, was saying to his own colleagues how, you know, you ought to be careful how you act when you come to office, because they can, your actions can have consequences for what happens in your effort to continue in office. And in particular, he was talking about, you know, the returning of phone calls, and he could tell in the message he felt hurt because he was trying to, he was probably trying to reach some people and they don't return calls, you know. And not only political, not only elected officials do that, you know, sometimes. There are some, and let me be clear on this. In my experience, it's never been people who work with the permanent and pensionable establishment that do this, but almost everyone who's where I've had that experience of you call and you cannot get a call back. I have had that experience. There's a particular minister, he's gone from the ministry where I was calling him, who it's going now on 3 years since I placed calls to him. I did it twice. So after he didn't respond, so I assume 6 months later you ain't trying to call me back, right? So I could identify with what Mr. Gray was saying in some instances with some folk, but you know, he telling them to be careful. He ain't lying. He has not told a lie. Let me tell you all something. The trappings of office can be a delusion to your ego. And you get caught up, they're going to fetch your breakfast. They can pick you up in your car. You can sit in the back seat and they can, minister, you need your coffee. Minister, you need some tea. This minister, you need that. And you say something to them and they run to go do it because you're the minister and you're flying away, and they go to Bahamas there and they get your ticket and make sure you checked in and they carry your bag and you go to on the other side and you're met by the consulate office and then they treat you. And sometimes you go to international places and they put you in the VIP something and you nice. I ain't gonna lie to you, nice. But don't let that get to your head. That's not about you. That's about the office you hold. And if you're not careful, how you deal with that? Oh boy. People are watching. People are observing. When I first became a minister, 29 years old, Mr. Ingram, who I thought was an excellent mentor, he was constantly giving me guidance. He said, Vago, I told you all this before, but I shared again because some people might miss it. He said, Vago, go sit in the back of that car. You sit in the front seat. He said, and when you drive through your community and so forth, you keep the window down. Do not keep the window up. You keep your window down. He says, you? So you live in where you live in now there on in what place near now? Where I was in Fort Charlotte, I forget the name of the place. Anyway, in a little apartment, George Sherman apartment I was living in, he says, you stay right there and you live right there and you save up your money. As if he was paying for a mortgage. So you stay right there. And I stayed there the whole 5 years. One little two-bedroom apartment, me, my wife, and my, at the time, I think we had two kids. And no, we had one child first. Yeah. And Jamal came about 3 years into my term. And he said, when you go to Bahamas, you stand on the line. If they want, let them come and assist you. In other words, what he's saying to me, don't change much about your life. Trying to possess this office you have. Right? Because this is temporary. I was standing by Bamboo Shack one day, and the young man said, "Oh, Mr. Lang, what you doing here?" I said, "Ordering my chicken fried dry with extra ketchup." He said, I didn't know you all used to eat like that. I said, "Okay. Yeah, Papaw Track. That's right, Papaw Track. That's where I live. Ferguson Road, Papaw Track. Right there. One little small two-bedroom apartment. They did the whole time I was in the government. The whole time. And you know, when I was Minister of State for Finance, at first I stayed, can't even remember. Anyway, I ended up right back there. When we lost office, I was living there. And so when I lost office, I had no major adjustment to make. When I traveled after that, it was the same old, because I ain't no bunch of people was showing me that I knew how to navigate, do everything. I didn't have no problems driving because I didn't get used to nobody driving me in a backseat just like that. My diet hadn't changed. I never liked steak. I don't even eat steak like that. So, and I like simple foods. My mommy will tell you, I like pea soup and dumpling. I like crab and rice and white. I love rice with steam something. Yeah, keep it simple. Don't let that thing get to your head. Do not. It's temporary. It's the people's things. They give it to you. The trappings they give to you, or you give to yourself. If they had the choice, maybe they won't give you some of the trappings. It's not a lot, but some of the things that are certainly privileges they give you is to enable you to do your office, do your work more efficiently. They give you a driver so you don't have to spend that much time trying to find parking and that kind of, you could focus on, think about the work that you have to do. That's the reason they give it to you, not because you're a big shot. That's not why. Not because you're a big shot. It's to enable you to do your job more effectively. They service you in many things that you would have to otherwise do for yourself so that you could spend the time freeing your mind to strategize for the work that they have given you to do. That's the reason why. You didn't know that, but maybe you didn't know that, but that's the reason why. Right? They sometimes look at it and think, oh, look at them, they're just big shots. No, it's to make it possible for you to focus and concentrate on the work you have to do on their behalf. But when you get caught up, like when you walk in an airplane and you put your shoulder so that the flight attendant could take your coat, that ain't what they do. Man, you let it go to your head. You let it go under your head. I can see myself fixing myself to talk with any flight attendants on Bahamas. They're taking my coat. Get my coat for what? You better take that coat off. Put that around the chair or put that inside that compartment over here. Lord, the things you see when you ain't looking. I saw Minister Liu's office and I saw him in the airport in Fort Lauderdale and he looked lost and nobody was there to meet him. Boy. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. When we come back, we're going to talk some economics. We'll be back after the news break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever way.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
This road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. Issue.
Gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shavaro Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 0.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. His text says, speak, Moses, speak. you know, let me tell you, this is the God honest truth. This happened to me today. This is the God honest truth. There's some one person in particular who listens to me says, you always talk about yourself, and I know myself better, and I know my story better than everybody else. I still talk about myself. I couldn't be talking about you if I knew you, but I don't. But this actually happened to me today. I was driving somewhere at 6 a.m. in the morning and thinking to myself, suppose I was right now, right this moment, having a face-to-face conversation with Almighty God. But this is the truth. This is what I said. What would I say? What would I say to Almighty God? I thought about a number of things I would ask for. And I finally said I would ask the Lord, what could I do for you now to serve you? That's exactly what I said. And then my mind went on I thought about it for a little bit longer, and then my mind went on to other things. This actually happened. I have a friend of mine. Every so often, he doesn't live in the Bahamas. Does not. He's a pastor he was a child. He was one of those prophetic voices. I'm telling you, don't get mad with me. I'm only telling you this is the truth. And he was able to see things and say things that you sometimes marvel. You wonder, this man got spy glasses on your life, right? And for years, he would call me, not regularly, you know, periodically, he'd call me and say, Shivago, X, Y, and Z. And I would be stunned. I'm thinking, so that. You know what the man said to me? He said, I called to encourage you. This was like an hour later. I called to encourage. He didn't call me. He texted me. And you all don't believe me. I can read the text. I can read you exactly what he said. Exactly. I can tell you all some things he said. He said, I just want you to be encouraged this morning. Wanted to remind you of who you are born to do, to be, to lead, and feed God's people with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He said, your radio program is keeping your vision in the land still alive. And then he said some more things. This morning. God is good. This text says, tell that to Fred Mitchell. Tell what? Texas, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Thanks for educating us always. It is quite obvious that the texter is just a PALP supporter who can see nothing wrong with the different stories regarding the airplane. It is definitely not a good reflection on the government. They really think we cannot think. Continue the great work that you do, says that. This text says, take your coat.
Yeah.
What brethren would do. So the Bahamas trade data recently, and in the trade data, they indicated that Bahamas's exports were down in this quarter compared to the same quarter in the previous year. So in the first quarter, that's January to March, that exports were down and that imports were up. Says, as it relates to total exports for the first quarter 2024, data shows that the value of commodities exported, domestic and re-export from the Bahamas totaled $95 million, resulting in a significant decrease of 44% when compared to the same period last year. The categories that contributed the largest proportion to the exports were food and live animals, which totaled $24 million, mineral fuels, lubricants, and related materials, minerals inedible except fuels at $14 million, which combined represented 64% of the total exports. The categories that showed significant increases were chemicals and beverages and tobacco, which increased by 62% and 40% respectively when compared to the same quarter last year. The groups that decreased in value when compared to the same period last year were manufactured goods classified chiefly by material articles and machinery and transport equipment and mineral fuels, lubricants, related materials, which declined by 82, 65, and 54%. So I looked at that and you know, determined there is really no story there. First of all, it was just one quarter in the year, so we have the whole rest of the year to see what happens. So, you know, significant as it was not in categories of things that the Bahamas manufactures. We don't manufacture machinery and transport equipment. In fact, if we're exporting them, these things have probably been brought in and being taken back out. Minerals and lubricants and fuels, those are things that, well, the fuels and stuff were things that, say, would bring in, put for storage, and then when it goes back out, it's a re-export for us and that kind of thing. So there was nothing alarming about that. It indicated that the release indicated that imports had been up about 1%. And generally speaking, when our imports go up, it's typically a reflection of better economy. But in this instance, it was only 1%, right? So that could be inflation related, because the inflation could have raised the price of some items being imported and therefore increasing the value of those imports. But there's no story there at all either. There's no good story there. There's no bad story there. But it isn't unusual that when our economy is doing better, that in fact the economy, we import more on our current account, which is the imports, export less imports, tends to worsen. Because we import more relative to the exports on the good side of our trade account, and that it really just says you got more money in your hands and you want to buy more, and if you're going to buy more, we have to import it because we don't produce it. So there wasn't really anything there that could cause somebody to say, "Oh, things are going wonderfully," or "Things are going terribly." That was not the case, right? And so some people who had asked me about it, I was just pointing that out to them to say, it's nothing to be alarmed. But again, it was just the first 3 months of the year. There's still 9 months of the year to go. You could have any number of movements that undo those decreases. So you watch it. You watch it for the rest of the year. But if those same categories are declining, it could say something about your economy, because re-exports act obviously represent economic activity, because the imports came in the first place. You brought the equipment in for some construction, some specialty event or activity. And if you are having continuous decline in that area, maybe then that means that those particular international activities are subsiding, right? You know, so, or it could mean that you were doing a project on the construction side of the project. The project came to an end. The project is now in operational stage as opposed to construction stage. And so you're still getting the benefit of ongoing economic activity. So it always requires a deep analysis. Sometimes we become day traders with economic data and try to make determinations about the entirety of an economy's performance based on one set of data. That's not wise. That's not prudent. That's not how you do effective analysis of economic circumstances. You have to take a broad view. You have to take a view over a sufficiently long enough series. You have to take into consideration things that are happening on both the international and national fronts and try to dive as deeply as you can into the data and the surrounding context in order to make a proper assessment. If you come at this data from a purely partisan political perspective, then you are likely to do a piss poor job of analyzing, because on the one hand, because you want your government to get the data improperly, on the other hand, if you want the government to fail because you are against the government, you may read the data improperly. If you are an objective analyst, you have to let the data speak its own language and tell its own story. You don't impose a story on the data. And that requires an analysis that's broad enough, deep enough, contextual enough to ensure that you're trying to get as accurate a picture as possible. You may still not get the most accurate picture, but as accurate a picture as possible, right? This is one of the reasons why, too, you have to be careful. Sometimes the government gets statistics today and brags, our policies are working. Things are going fantastic. And then they get another set of statistics tomorrow and says something different. Well, but you just said it was working. And 3 months later, 4 months later, 6 months later, ain't working. Because you have to recognize that day trading with data is flawed. Right? It's just like Mr. Bell commenting on the shares of NIB and it appreciating at one point and so forth. Really? Like, that's day trading. Shares go up and down every single day. Every single day, stock market up, stock market down, stock market up, stock market down. And that's why sound investors don't do that. They don't day trade. That day trade is for risk takers who got plenty of money to play with, who decide if they get a good lick on one day, they can, you know, win. But the next day, life could be the entire opposite. And they spend a lot of time trying to divine the market, day trading. That's not what a Warren Buffett does. Warren Buffett goes behind a company's stock, look at its assets in real terms, go there, visit, look at its staff, look at its operations, et cetera. Look at its market conditions. Look at attended for the market over the long term. And then try to find out if that's a value stock. A value stock meaning, you know what, this stock is underpriced. And in time, the market will reflect the actual price. So let me buy it now because it's at this underprice and then watch it appreciate over time. Not day trade, not tomorrow, not the day after tomorrow, but over time. And NIB has to operate on a similar basis. NIB can't be in the business of day trading. Could you imagine NIB day trading with your money? How foolish that would be. You can't do that. No sensible fund, no insurance company would day trade. They're trying to match their investment income with the benefits that come due over time for their clients. And you can't do that successfully day trading, right? So we have to look at the statistics with a sense of respect to enable it to speak purely to us, right? We data to tell us something. Okay, help us. I know these people doing this, so tell me that's true. Or sometimes we want the data to tell us, no, they ain't doing that. Tell me that they ain't doing that. Well, you can't do that. The data only could be to tell you what the data is. The data could only tell you what it is. if nobody is fooling with the data, fabricating data, that kind of stuff, right? And I have the highest regard for the Bahama Statistical, National Statistical Institute and the people that work there. And their commitment to trying to get it right. Right? And this was long before I had anything to do with them. They could tell you that. Y'all could tell say that because just how I feel about entities and agencies that are professionally dedicated to providing us with information. When they do their jobs the way they're supposed to, it's very helpful to us and allows to rightly discern what is happening in our own economy, and that's important. Important for us to know. So that's the trade data. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we can talk a little bit of labor statistics. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Happy Independence, Bahamas! Let's celebrate 50 plus one together with a unique Janae's Uniform Center Independence print, dry fit polo or t-shirts, ribbons and pole bows in black, gold, and aquamarine. Janae's special family package includes buy two adults and three children Independence polos or t-shirts and get 15% off. Outfit your staff for a special Independence dress of week or day with a different design. For more than 30 pieces of Janae's Independence polos or t-shirts, get up to 25% discount. Janae's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road, Independence selections. Choose your favorite and celebrate 50 plus one. Mama, restrictions apply.
We all know that our country's electricity infrastructure is decades old. It is breaking down, it is too expensive, and it cannot transmit clean energy. Small changes aren't enough. We are taking it all on. Upgrading and modernizing the grid. Solar power. Major energy reform. That's how we get to lower prices and more reliable electricity. It will not happen overnight, but it will be game-changing.
Go to newenergyera.gov.bs to learn more.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-302-5720. You can text us on 422-4790, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So last week, the Bahamas National Statistical Institute released the quarterly labor force results for the third quarter results for 2023. Okay, so that would be for July, August, September. Okay, last year. And according to them, there were 24,715 unemployed persons in the Bahamas. 24,715 unemployed persons. That means people who were asked by them, are you working? No. Have you been looking for a job within the last 3 months? No. You're unemployed. 24,000, almost 25,000 such people, which brought the unemployment rate to 10.4%. Now recall that the department had just before that provided the first set of unemployment statistics or employment statistics since 2019, since the onset. We haven't had any Bahamas National Statistics produced or any official labor numbers since 2019 prior to the results given by them last time. And at that time, the Statistical Institute indicated that the country's unemployment rate was 8.8%. And they indicated that this was the lowest it had been in 15 years. Of course, the government responded to that, indicating that, you know, it was an indication of their policies working. And the labor director, Robert Farquharson, said, despite the lowering unemployment rate, the country had not reached the bottom with many jobs still available for Bahamians, he said. We anticipated a significant amount of employment opportunities would become available, he said. And he gave some figures to reflect that. So the government did do some rounds. They did boast. And as is expected, you preside over positive news, you boast. But what I was saying was, remember, this is sometimes day trading. Because 3 months later, you get new statistics and it says the unemployment rate is now up to double digits, 10.4%. That's a full 1.6 percentage points difference. Okay, significant difference in unemployment rate, right? Reflecting unemployment increases throughout most of the categories. And women, unemployment was 1.9%, compared to men, 9%. Young people's unemployment rate, 22.8%. With males having an unemployment rate of 17.4% and females 27.9%. Okay, what's the story? Unless your policy is a genuine driver of employment directionally, it's hard to see a continuous downward push on unemployment. But if it is about circumstantial happenings at any given time, like Bahamas games or other things, events that might soak up some employment for a time, then it is not unusual to see in the following quarter or following period a movement upward in the unemployment rate. So again, it's like day trading, right? This obviously is not the piece of kind of news that the government wants to hear, but again, the government shouldn't day trade on it. It is one data point, one quarter. Next quarter could be down. So you kind of look at it and you say, okay, and the opposition might take advantage and say, oh, look at the unemployment rate went up and blah, 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 blah. They would do that. That's what oppositions do. But again, that's day trading. For me, it's about one, trending, and two, it's about, can you demonstrate a policy mechanism that is actually driving employment in any given direction? Because let me show you something. Now, you have to follow me very closely to get this. Maybe what I'm going to do is wait till we take this break necessary. No, we don't need to take a break. It's now. So you have to follow me carefully. So let me see if I can help you like this. So if you ask, if the Department of Statistics, if the Bahamas National Statistics Institute asks someone, are you working? And they say, no. Have you been looking for work in the last 3 months? And they say, no, they are not considered unemployed. They are considered a discouraged worker. You know, y'all understand that? See, you can't be unemployed if you ain't looking for work. And you have to be looking for work within a certain period of time. And if you stop looking to work for work because you couldn't find work and you get discouraged, they don't treat you as unemployed. They treat you as a discouraged worker. You are part of the non-working labor force, but you are not unemployed. I know that you think about, but that's the truth. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. That's how we do it, right? So, but here's what happens though. So the Bahamas National Statistics Institute measures unemployment and then they go, oh, unemployment is down. Now, mind you, unemployment might have only been down because you had an event that temporarily soaked up some people so that if they were asked, are you unemployed or not working, they can't say no because they're working, even though they're only working for 3 months or 6 months on contract for the Bahamas Games or something. But in any event, when the BNSI measures the unemployment rate, it goes down. Now, here is what happens. The discouraged workers here, oh my goodness, the unemployment rate is going down. So maybe there's work out there. So now, and they go out there trying to find work. And as they are now trying to find work and don't find the work because they thought there was work because the unemployment rate there went down, here comes the BNSI asking them, are you working? You say no. Are you looking for a job? Or have you been looking for a job within the last 3 months? And they say yes. Now they get added to the unemployment rate. And what happens? The unemployment rate goes up, not necessarily because there were more people not working, but because there were more people searching for work and couldn't find work because they were told the unemployment rate went down the other day. It happens all the time. So in fact, good news can result in bad news later because you encourage people to do something that turns out not to be for them good fortune, right? The prime minister said, in response to the unemployment rate, he said, well, there are lots of jobs out there, but people want to work for the government. Well, firstly, that is true that lots of people won't work for the government, but that ain't no new news. So that's been baked into the unemployment and the employment situation in the Bahamas for decades. That is not news. That's a given, baked in reality. But that does not mean that people are going to sit around waiting for a government job entirely and not go damn work. In fact, it can't mean that because the only way for you to get unemployment up is for somebody to be actively looking for work. And if they're actively looking for work and only waiting for a government job, well, they are amongst a group of people who've been doing that for decades in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So that's already baked into the pie. The fact of the matter is, this economy does have significant matches in skills and of the opportunity, definitely does. Significant mismatches in desirable wages and offered wages. This economy has shortages in jobs available for certain skill sets. Let me tell you all something. Employers are finding a challenge finding workers who meet some specs that they have. So there are a lot of dynamics that play into the unemployment rate. If you make the mistake of doing what politicians do all the time, don't get mad with me. The politicians do it all the time. FNM, PLP do it. You're in opposition and the unemployment rate goes up. You start blaming the government and cussing the government and saying that the government need to go. That might all be true, but that's a shallow looking at the thing, right? There are many things that factor into an unemployment rate. And if you are going to properly address unemployment, you have to understand them. You have to understand those things. You know, there is no one policy that's going to innovation in the country. I know the one big force that is required is a great deal of economic activity. That's for sure. Great deal of it has to happen. And some adjustment in the mindsets and attitudes of people about what they are prepared to do. Right? When I speak to graduating students, and we are going to have a show where we're speaking to graduating students shortly, or graduated students, I say to them all the time, take the job you can get until you can get the job you want. Right? But we got some people too cute to tell me I'll never be working there. Okay. Well, you and your no income earning self, see how life plays out for you. And that's totally your right. But sometimes you have to take the job you can get till you can get the job you want. So you have some of that attitudinal thing involved too in the whole process, right? But you can't day trade with unemployment numbers. You can't get excited and go out there and count and praise. And then 3 months later, unemployment rate is. Because now what? The policy was working before. Now, what is the deal? People just don't want work. This text says, do people who have not looked for employment for say 3 months or more counted in that measurement of unemployment? What are they classified as? I just answered that. If you have not been looking for work within the last 3 months, you're not working, you are not regarded as unemployed, you are called a discouraged worker, and that number is captured in the labor figures also. So you would hear, see, for instance, this is the labor press release, discouraged workers. Listen to this. The number of discouraged workers, which are reflected in table 8, in the country is recorded as 10,880. New Providence, 7,610. Grand Bahama, 985. Anabaco, 475. This category of persons are persons without work and are available for work, yet they were not actively seeking work because they are not hopeful about the prospect of finding work. That's what I told you. Now, what I didn't quite like there was the department in that particular statement didn't say what happened with discouraged workers vis-a-vis previous period. That would have been useful because is it up, is it down? I wouldn't be surprised if the number of discouraged workers is actually down because it is possible that that is what may have driven the unemployment rate. If that number isn't down and it's up, that's not good news for the economy. Not. Okay. I don't know if it's helping. I'm trying to help you appreciate these numbers. The most important point that I'm making here is you can't day trade on employment statistics because one data point does not trend make, right? It has to be taken into account with other data points in order to get a narrative that works. This text says 2.5 million to refurbish an aircraft. So how much is to buy a new airline? You mean a new aircraft? An airline is a business that flies people, not an aircraft. If the plane is confiscated, that means it was in work refurbishing a plane. I mean, once a computer is not new, it's already considered refurbished or used, no additional fees required to make it so. No, that's not true, because if you were using a plane for drug purposes, you could have taken out all the seats and taken out some other things to suit your particular drug using purposes. And now you have to go, if you want to use it for civilian purposes, you might have to put in seats and other kinds of amenities. I don't see that being $2.5 million, but I'm not an expert on planes. This says, good day, if the government is confiscating these items all the time, why are they not being auctioned to the public to meet budget deficits? If they get a particularly nice one, then I could see them holding on to it for official government business. Not a bad question. But I do have auctions. Government does have auctions, you know. I don't know if it's these confiscated assets, but they do have auctions. For instance, if they seize a lobster and fish and these kinds of things, they do sell them. This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Now the Prime Minister have a response on this airplane debacle. This makes the sixth story now. Mm-hmm. Say, I never see a bunch of people making a mockery of governance and believe they are so competent. This text says, by their own King Air, a narco plane could have bad damage history. You know nothing about a narco plane. The police have a terrible history of maintaining planes. They bought one new poor operation and maintenance. That's this text. Texas, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. It's making the issue seem trivial is what annoys me. The Bahamian public is very intelligent. Not sure if they realize that. I hope such actions don't cause their political downfall. Says Texas, Mr. Lang, the OPM is stacked with so-called experts. You have consultants for this and consultants for that. And every time they open their mouths, the only thing comes out is confusion and more confusion. They can't even lie. This text is Chicago. John Rule said they could sell some of the shares. You don't sell shares in weak market, you buy. That was a dumb thing to do, and then bring that money home and blame in dollars. We lost plenty of money. Chicago, did John Rule or his wife, who was head of NIB, go to investment school like Michael Halkidis? Well, first of all, you're dead wrong. Why don't you making the statement that they lost money? Prove it to me. Tell me how much they bought it for, the shares for, and tell me how much they sold it for, and tell me how much money they lost. Here you are accusing Mr. Roll and his wife of something, and you have no facts. You have no case you are laying. All you're doing is accusing. So prove your point, and then we'll double back on it. And they have knowledge that Mr. Halkidis don't have? Of course they do. Of course they do. John Roll? My John Roll went to university, the College of the Bahamas. That man graduated College of the Bahamas with a double major distinction. Went to the University of Western Ontario with me, studied, a top-notch student. And his wife, a PhD. First of all, you don't even have to be an investment expert to understand these matters. You don't. So don't anybody fool you. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be an expert. Let's put it like that. Mr. Lang, what are your thoughts regarding the alleged sell-off of those NIB blue chip stocks? Appreciate to hear. I explained that yesterday with the same question put to me. This text says, Mr. Lang, it could have been AI with regard to WhatsApp of V. Alfred Gray, you think? Could have been. Then, you know, that's true. but the AI wasn't wrong. It could have been, but the point being made wasn't wrong. But it could have been. That's true. That's a good point. In Texas, Mr. Lang, I don't know about you, but I've dealt with many people who seek to hide their motives when caught. And the only reason why one would have to change the details after the fact would be to obfuscate the initial reason for the acquisition. True. Mr. Lang, I thought you were one of those highfalutin MPs who ate two meats, skipped the line to first class. You humbling story, sir. Okay. I went to Bahamas there one time. I stood on the line. This was after I was in office. And the lady at Bombs just said, Jim Saline, come, come, come. And I was reluctant. And so she came and she, you are one of them who, when you were in office, you didn't act like this was your right. And that's why we are not, we are prepared to assist you even now. One day though, I was at the U.S., in the U.S. Place, customs place, traveling to Fort Lauderdale. The line was dead long, and I really wanted to go because I was in a little bit of a hurry. And one of the ladies came to me, and she said, Mr. Lang, the police officer said, no. I said, excuse me. She said, yeah, they want to assist you. I said, no, that's okay. I have enough hate from Bahamas in my lifetime. I'm not trying to get no more. So I stood right on the line and waited my turn. Said, something is up with this plane. It can't be that hard to explain a plane, and they're trying too hard to explain it away. Now it's all on the police. This was the police's idea. I'd like to see the travel records for the current police plane for the last 2 weeks. You know, I honestly do not believe anything is up. I think what is up. Okay, let me give y'all my theory of the case from this break. We can pay our respects to our sponsors. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabar Lang, your host. I'm going to give you all my theory when we come back. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Experience the immediate care you deserve at Doctors Hospital Urgent Care. When emergency strikes, trust our expert physicians for fast, quality care. With extended hours and cutting-edge medical technology, we're always ready to serve you. Don't wait or take risks with your health. Visit our urgent care suite at Doctors Hospital West on Blake Road for immediate, trusted, and best care.
I ain't marsh the car. The lady who run into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Baked Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. So let me give you all my theory of the case. Okay? This is my theory of the case. So this plane was confiscated. And at a very high level, between discussions between very high level people, and a determination was made, we can use this plane. We can use this plane. Not a lot of details, not a lot of discussions, but we're going to use this plane. Police, of course, understand how this works because they have to deal with these confiscated assets all the time. So there are formalities around this. So they have to go and do the necessary to ensure that the plane could be used for the purpose that was determined by these very high level, narrow group of individuals. Lots of people in the cabinet didn't know none of this. Did not discuss with the cabinet. If it was discussed, no details were discussed. So, but civil servants, being the professionals they are, particularly in the Ministry of Finance, and not only in the Ministry of Finance, a policy determination was made. Craft was a drug in addicted aircraft, and if it's going to be used, has to have certain things done for it. Budget is coming up. We need to make provision in the capital budget for this. Now, let me tell you all something about the capital budget. Y'all don't get mad with me. Many, many, many ministers don't pay enough attention to the details of the budget, period. Period. They pay attention to the politics around the budget, not the details. They don't look at them revenue numbers, them revenue items. They don't look at those expenditure items in any particular detail. And they especially don't pay attention to the capital expenditure items, particularly if it don't have anything to do with them. And if it's not some big ticket item having to do with them, they don't pay that much attention. But the civil servants know you have to make provision for things. So they put it in the budget. Anybody really pick it up? Who's supposed to pick it up? So they didn't pick it up in the details they were supposed to pick it up in. Ordinarily, when the budget is presented, the Ministry of Finance gives a book to the Minister of Finance. And if there's a Minister of State to the Minister of Finance, it has limited details about certain expenditure items that might come up in question time. But it's not a lot of detail. So if you don't really know about the details of something, you are not going to be able to answer with any kind of fulsomeness the question that may be put to you by opposition people. So nobody really paid attention to this capital item. Nobody know you really knew the details around it. Even the people you thought might have known the details around, they just had a vague sense of things. This was not planned out in any particular detail. Then, when the opposition picked up on it, the limited explanation that was available was the one that was given. And no matter, this is my theory of the case, no matter what he says, to my mind, the Minister of National Security is sitting there, and he doesn't have those sufficient details either. So, when the matter becomes a matter of some controversy, now you start trying to fill in the details. And eventually, the final detail gets fit in by the police force that has gone this way before and indicated how it was done before. And now it becomes, it's a simple matter. That's my theory of the case. No maliciousness on anybody's part. If you were going to talk about any skullduggery, the skullduggery is in the insufficient attention paid to this matter in order to be able to properly address it when queried. That's the bottom line. This Texas laugh out loud. Now PM Davis is saying the police decided that they wanted to assist the government by acquiring this plane or to transport officials. That could be true. So the police don't have crime to fight. Why would they start a flight service with them? This text says somebody sells in a weak market because shares do sell in a weak market. That is very true. People who sell are either desperate for cash or fear the stock is going to zero, never to recover, or they believe that the stock will recover later on. That happens, which happens frequently, right? So you are absolutely right. I mean, the person who says you don't sell in the weak market has no knowledge of investing, because does the stock market close down in a weak market? Or is there still buying and selling? Do you not see that? This number of shares changed hands during the pandemic, during the Great Recession, during the Depression. Right? People sell in weak markets. It all depends on what people believe will happen. The people who sell offload for whatever reasons, but there are people on the other end buying. So you say you don't sell in the weak market. Well, people buying. Why would you buy something in a weak market? You obviously believe that the stock could recover. Right? So that's a great point made by that person. Let's finish up your text here. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. I agree with you about getting a job. I took anything. I worked at GR Reading on Saturdays for $6 a day. I also worked during the summer when school was closed. I was a high school student and saved my little change to help myself. Kentucky was only 85 cents for a snack box. I was able to get a better job at a bank later on in life. There you go. This text says, Mr. Lang, I only did not appreciate the former PM, Dr. Minnis' arrogance. Now we have a party of arrogant politicians in governance who can care less of how the Bahamian people feel when responding to queries. They think we are fools and will digest anything. Their messaging, as always, was confusing to explain a simple situation, as you so eloquently explained earlier in the show. This text says, the airplane is a multi-purpose vehicle. The PM just said that it will be used for surveillance by the police. I heard that too. I heard that too. This text says, from your theory, I'm asking, are technocrats in the various ministries in communication with the minister on, as in while the minister is on his or her feet? That used to be a requirement. I don't know how much and how often that happens. But quite frankly, why would you go to Parliament to present a budget and you are not seized of the items in your own budget by the technocrats? You know, that's responsible for that. But you are right. Technocrats are supposed to, civil servants are supposed to be attending, and we tend to pay attention to their ministers, but then you are assuming they know as well the details. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. God spares life. We will talk to you again next time. Take care.
I'm not afraid.